Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The United States welcomed Chinese President Xi to the White House Friday for talks with President Barack Obama, expected to focus on difficult issues, including China's alleged cyber intelligence gathering, Beijing's economic practices, and territorial disputes in the South China Sea.
Across more than two centuries, Americans and Chinese have traded together. Chinese immigrants helped build our railroads and our great cities. The United States is enriched by millions of proud Chinese Americans, including those who join us here this morning. So this visit reflects a history of friendship and cooperation between our two great peoples.
President Xi Jinping beaming said relations between China and the U.S. are at a new starting point as he headed into the executive mansion with President Obama. Mr. Xi arrived Thursday in Washington State, from Washington State and Seattle, where the Chinese leader sought to reassure U.S. companies he's working to create a more favorable investment climate in his country. In a report released Thursday, Human Rights Watch alleges that Rwandan authorities are unlawfully detaining people such as sex workers, street vendors, beggars, homeless people, and suspected petty criminals as a means of keeping undesirable elements off the street and storing them in an unofficial detention center in the capital, Kigali. Rwanda's justice minister said all detention facilities in Rwanda are run in accordance with UN standards and Rwandan laws.
The third plenary meeting of the General Assembly is called to order.
The United Nations General Assembly meeting in New York today is underway and this has heard from Pope Francis.
El preámbulo.
The 78-year-old pontiff speaking. This is VOA News.